This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. This is Charlie Turner in New York. Netflix's latest quarterly subscriber numbers fell short of estimates and its stock tumbled. We'll talk about Netflix with the Wall Street Journal's Dan Gallagher in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Walmart and Microsoft are deepening their tech partnership. Walmart has agreed to use Microsoft's cloud technology to power functions that could include algorithms for purchasing and sales data sharing with vendors. The five-year deal pairs Amazon's largest retail competitor with its closest challenger in cloud computing. Walmart plans to deploy Microsoft's machine learning, artificial intelligence, and other services to help employees, for example, pick products that go on shelves and optimize the performance of freezers and other equipment. A new study has found that the more teens use social media, networking sites, video games, and streaming services, the higher their risk of developing symptoms of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. The study in the Journal of the American Medical Association tracked 2,500 teens over 2 years and monitored their usage and symptoms. It doesn't prove a causal link, but experts tell the Wall Street Journal that it was the first study conducted over a period of time to follow so many teens over 2 years, going straight to an issue that pits parents and teachers against the tech industry in a battle for children's attention. And there's more bad news for the pay TV industry. The number of Americans cutting the cord continues to grow. According to a survey by consulting firm CG42, a total of 5.4 million U.S. consumers will cut the cord this year, resulting in a $5.5 billion loss for companies such as cable and satellite providers. That compares to 4.8 million consumers last year and 3.8 million in 2016. And the streaming service of choice for those who had cut the cord or who had never subscribed to pay TV? The survey found that Netflix came out on top, followed by Amazon Prime and Hulu Plus. Coming up, a hiccup in Netflix's new subscriber growth. You're listening to Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back. When social media companies report earnings, the most closely watched number is usually subscriber growth. That's especially true with Netflix. The streaming media company has been adding new subscribers each quarter at an exponential rate. Its stock has also risen sharply. So when Netflix said late Monday that its second quarter subscriber numbers fell short of its own forecasts, the stock got punished. Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joins us from San Francisco. Dan, you basically say the sell-off in the stock was overdue.
The stock had doubled this year, actually a little more than doubled just in the last 6 months. Netflix has been performing very well. They've been adding subscribers at a very fast clip. Their growth has been really strong, so they're not doing poorly from that respect. I think the stock just had run, you know, way too far ahead of even the company's very strong growth.
Numbers quickly here. Netflix adding 5.2 million paid subscribers during the second quarter. That was about 1 million shy of the company's own forecast from just 3 months ago. Netflix also projected about 5 million net new subscriber additions for the current quarter, which fell more than a million short of the number that Wall Street had been expecting. Were the expectations for booming subscriber growth just too high, both by Netflix and analysts?
I think so. And from Netflix's standpoint, this is something this has been a particular quarter that historically has been a little more difficult for them to forecast because you're in the summer months. So, you know, people may be watching less or driven to watch less TV because they're doing other things. And so this is not the first time they've actually missed forecast this particular period. And I know it's probably a guessing game anyway, because they put out shows that they know how their shows have done historically. So if they put out a series that did well in the past, they probably have some reasonable assumptions to make about how well that might do, how well a new season might do. But there's still a lot of guessing work. And then you have added to that, you might have things like the World Cup, which may have taken viewers away. So there's a lot of ins and outs in this. But yeah, I think especially from the standpoint of analysts making projections, a lot of the analysts are very positive on Netflix and they're recommending buying the stock at these really high valuations. So to justify that kind of call, you need to have some very big growth targets to put there.
They keep putting out new shows. I think one of the latest, if not the latest, is The Crown. That's an original Netflix production.
Yeah, the show output keeps going up every year, and they have to do this. And they're not only doing it for the shows that we see. There's a lot of shows they're doing for the non-English speaking world because, you know, more than half their subscriber base is now international.
Especially India.
India, yeah. You know, they're kind of between a rock and a hard place in the sense that they have to put – they've got more people coming on the service. They obviously want to see fresh programming, so they have to keep producing more and more programming. And so they're going to be burning as much as $4 billion in cash this year. Who knows what they're going to do next year, but they're at this phase where they're investing very heavily in content to kind of drive this growth.
Okay. Netflix's new subscriber count is still quite impressive. So what is the problem? Is that its stock price is too high, or competition from other streaming services or potential streaming services, or that, as you mentioned, it needs to spend billions of dollars on original content?
Well, I think the stock price just simply got too high, and I think that's why you're seeing the sell-off. So even considering, I mean, they've been growing really strong, and competition's not new for them. And as the competition increases, they've still been managing to grow well. What the struggle for investors is looking ahead 2, 3, 4 years from now, those factors don't really moderate. They're going to have to spend more on content because they're going to have even a wider base of subscribers they have to feed. There's going to be more competition because companies like Disney want to build their own service and not have their stuff just over on Netflix. So Netflix has to produce more of the content that's going to be on the service to feed its subscribers. Will be competing against more against other services. So while their execution has been very good, producing good quality content and bringing in subscribers, the cost pressures on them, the competition pressures on them, it doesn't get easier, it gets harder.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. It's difficult, if not impossible, to predict what the streaming landscape is going to look like a couple of years from now.
For sure. I mean, what we know for sure is that people will still be streaming. I mean, it's not going to disappear that consumers want to consume video content this way. So I don't think we're going back to a past of waiting a week for a new episode to come that's laden with commercials. This whole binge-watching phenomenon is now here. Netflix helped create that. But it's a beast they created. They now have to feed it, and it gets more voracious as time goes on.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Dan Gallagher joining us from San Francisco. Thanks, Dan.
My pleasure.
And that's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. This is Charlie Turner from the Wall Street Journal.